The BBC hands you over now to the Club Akimbo Bletchley for Britain's first public access cable radio show.
By day, they are humble councillors working in the town hall, Bletchley. By night, they are humble councillors probably asleep somewhere. But in between, they present... Truly, Madly, Bletchley!
And will you please welcome your hosts for tonight's show? On a Harley-Davidson 1200 with overhead camshaft, the Secretary for the Housing Committee, Mr. Crowther!
Evening all!
Straddling a crocus yellow Vespa 150 with leopard skin seat, the Secretary for Parks and Open Spaces, the lovely Mrs. Armitage! Mounting a Honda Goldwing, the Director of Public Finance, my good self, Mr. Wellington! Hi there! Ensconced in the buffalo hide upholstery of a Ferrari Testarossa, the Junior Assistant to the Cleansing Department, Mr. Bletchley! And finally, on a quite good bicycle, the Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Dutton.
Thank you, and welcome once again to Truly Madly Ble... Hang on a minute. Why is Mr. Batley ensconced in a Ferrari and I'm on a three-speed Raleigh chopper?
Well, you see, Mr. Dutton, since the series began, yes? I've rapidly assumed cult status. The Ferrari represents my importance in this world and the bicycle represents yours.
How dare you? If there's any justice in this world, I should be gripping the crocodile skin wheel of a flame-red Aston Martin, and you'd be on roller skates.
I bet I've had more fan mail than you and all.
What? Oh, rubbish. Mr. Wellington, bring my sack on.
Here you are, Mr. Dean.
There you go. Hundreds of adoring missives.
Mr. Crowther, bring on my fan mail, will you?
Will do, Mr. B.
Lorry number one?
We got the warehouses sorted out. We managed to rent 23 aeroplane hangars in Biggin Hill.
23 hangars?
Oh, and they want to know if they can turn off the furnaces. They've been burning your fan mail non-stop for 14 days and 14 nights.
Yes, all right, you've made your point. Ladies and gentlemen, time now to rupture the cyst of the show and drain it of laughter. So, without further ado, Mrs. Armitage, what's on the agenda this week?
Agenda this week, Mr. Dutton, we'll be bringing you the results of the British Academy Fruit, Vegetable and Garden Produce Awards.
And the nominations for the Best Foreign Vegetable 1995 are Miss Cornforth for her French beans, Cy Benjamin for his wonderful crop of Brazil nuts, and Thornton Labrador for his critically acclaimed Jerusalem artichoke.
We'll be playing a clip from an early undiscovered version of Reservoir Dogs written by P.G. Woodhouse.
I say, Jeeves, what do you think you're doing?
I'm tying you to a chair in a disused garage, sir. Then I'm going to dance towards you with a cutthroat razor and slice your ear off. If you don't mind, sir.
Mind? Do you know I could have you dismissed for this, Jeeves? Freeze! By Jove, it's Gussie Finknottle with a submachine gun. Eat lead, you monocled ponce!
We'll be investigating the scandal of surgeons having working breakfasts.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Syringe.
Syringe.
Swab.
Swab.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Nurse, the poached eggs are cold. Quick! The resuscitator!
Here you are, Doctor!
Clear!
Truly, Madly, Bletchley.
And what have you been up to this week, then, Mr. Madly?
Well, Mr. D, I thought I'd try out a new hobby. Mm. So I've been having a go at writing one of those Mills and Boone love stories.
Ooh. How'd you get on?
Well...
Yeah, Mr. Batley, do sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Now then, this first draft of Kiss of a Serving Girl. A tale of love and passion in Tudor Dorset.
Hmm. Any good, sir? Have I got the knack?
Few teething troubles, Batley.
I'm eager to learn, sir.
Well, let's start with chapter 3, shall we? Lord Fothergill grasped her firmly to his breast, drawing her trembling aquiline features towards his own, and in a moment of supreme passion that neither of them could suppress, they began snogging. You know, tongues and everything. Ooh, and he could see down her dress. And later on she even allowed him to look at her without any clothes on. All bear-like.
You don't think it's too sentimental, do you, sir?
Sentimental? Batley, I've read tax demands with more romance in them. Compared with this, my weekly season ticket at Ryslip throbs with emotion.
Thank you, sir. I'm chuffed.
Page 48.
Good page, that.
While the battle raged behind them, the couple took refuge in a nearby forest. The prince fixed his gaze upon the Lady Agatha and said, Cor, I wouldn't half like to see you in the buff. How about you and me getting it together, like, after the battle? No funny business, honest. Me on top and everything. So they went further into the woods and did it.
Yeah.
Did eat.
Yeah, you know, did it. No clothes and stuff, sir. More than kissing, like. Bit of the old horizontal tango.
Mr. Batley, Mills and Boone have been respectable publishers of romantic fiction for over 150 years. Might I suggest you go and get yourself a job writing 0898 messages?
Does this mean you don't want to see my second effort, sir?
Second effort?
Yeah, a sensitive and romantic tale of one man's quest for spiritual fulfilment in an age of civil war and turbulent unrest.
What's it called?
Bellendolly and the Roundheads.
Truly Madly Bletchley, weekend leisure.
For a fun day out for all the family, why not visit High Street World? The theme park with a difference. Conveniently situated right in the centre of Bletchley, High Street World is a must for grannies and toddlers alike.
Watch your kids gasp with delight as they run in and out of the shops. Capture all the fun and excitement of a pavement, its curves twisting and turning as it takes you this way and that on a journey to who knows where. Well, the end of the High Street, actually.
Or why not simply relax and enjoy a leisurely stroll, maybe stopping at one of the good public benches that have become High Street World's trademark. For those more adventurous, try exploring our network of mysterious caves and tunnels that looks quite like an underpass, but isn't. Honestly.
High Street World. All you'd expect from a high street, but it's definitely, definitely a theme park.
It's all right, Mrs. Armitage. We'll be safe here.
Are you quite sure, Mr. Dutton?
Ah, yes, positive. No one will think of looking for us in a treehouse.
Oh. Oh, Daphne, Daphne, come to my arms and let me show you the size of my ardour.
I beg your pardon.
Ever since I first saw you in the committee rooms for the allocation of refuse collection resources for the borough of Leighton Buzzard, I've wanted to snog you.
Oh, Mr. Dutton.
Oh, please, call me sir. Oh, Daphne, Daphne, Daphne. Doesn't your heart flutter when I call you Daphne?
Not really, no.
Why?
My name's Olive.
Oh, what do names matter with a love like ours? I could call you Rodney Bewes and still want to embrace you.
Really?
Let us forget for a while the contraflow system in the heart of Newbury. Let us push to the backs of our minds the planning application from Terry to Fishmongers for a new mackerel slab. Instead...
Yes?
Let's strip.
Mr. Dutton! Just a moment.
Yes?
That owl.
What about it?
It's not an owl at all. It's Mr. Batley.
What?
That's right, Mr. Dutton. It is me. I've dressed up as an owl and followed you. And what do I find? Illicit canoodling in the boughs of an oak.
Mr. Batley, remove that owl costume at once and return to your duties.
Never. I'd willingly dress up as an ostrich if it meant being nearer to you, Mrs. A.
Oh, Mr. Batley.
I'd openly don the apparel of a Canada goose if it meant one brief liaison with you in the saloon bar of the Whip and Magnet.
Get back to your desk at once, you false nocturnal bird.
Never. I'd brazenly hop around in a cuckoo tunic for 3 days if it meant a 5-minute chat with Mrs. A in the car park.
And hand her at once, you feathered monstrosity.
I'd happily pass the rest of my life as a peewit in exchange for a hasty tea break together in Granny Tucker's bun parlour.
That goes for me as well.
Now, look here, Mr. B. Here, who said that?
Look, over there. It's Mr. Crowther, dressed as a bat.
Yeah. I love you, Mrs. A. So much so, I'm willing to dress up daily as an airborne rodent.
Oh, this is getting farcical. All we need now is for Mr. Wellington to appear as a flying squirrel and Bob's your uncle will be wildlife on one.
Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Oh, Mr. Wellington!
Correct. I have stalked you in the guise of an Oberon's Woodlandis for 3 hours. Such is the extent of my affection for you, Mrs. A, that I would appear on television hourly as a skunk if you so much as whispered my address.
Oh, Mr. Wellington, you're the best.
Climb under my wing, Daphne. Let us fly through the woodland together like Superman and that woman.
Yes. Take me, Mr. W. Take me, take me.
Hold tight now.
That's a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
Well, folks, doesn't that silly old clock just go round and round without ever sitting down and saying, listen, chaps, this is why I'm doing it.
Time like a massive whisk has beaten us.
The shadows of the elm trees lengthen across the churchyard.
Mr. Bolingbroke, the mortician, counts up his daily takings.
From the Scout Hut in the High Street, we can hear the Darby and Joan Club rehearsing their production of Deep Throat.
Oh! Faster, Mr. Trashcook! Faster! 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 Oh!
And as we climb into our throbbing vehicles, each one representing how important we are. Me in a Ferrari and Mr. Batley in a rather small, scratched bubble car. It only remains for me to say, Mickey Benelli, play that song.
You've been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, a radio entertainment presented by Bletchley District Council. The show was written by Julian Dutton and starred Liz Fraser, David Batley, Toby Longworth, Simon Godley and Julian Dutton. The special guest star, Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. The producer was Dirk Maggs. We'll be right back.